Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspective. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoyojo. As they say amongst the Luganda people in the heart of Uganda, Tukusanyu Kindede. Welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. It is a wonderful delight to be with you again for our weekly gathering and celebration of Africans and the African continent. A happy Women's History Month to all of us, especially our female listeners. We salute all our female listeners who are dedicated leaders in their families, workplaces, and the larger community. And as we round up our commemoration of Women's History Month today, let us all continue to work to bring about a better world of work and play for everyone. A place that is more inclusive and gender equal. We have devoted the month of March to focus on issues related to women, particularly women in Africa. While we have mentioned quite a few of the challenges facing women in many African societies due to the vestige of outdated cultural and social practices, today, as the final word for the month, we turn our attention to women in contemporary African politics. Let us begin with a special dedication to all women, especially all the mothers in our listening area, with So Beautiful from Asha, as we open up today's show. Enjoy.
You are to me. It's you I see in my dreams every day, and I pray for you, queen of my life. You are so beautiful, mama. You're beautiful. Emi wa mama kan ta lori yeye yen mama mi o roju ri. That is why I'm loving you nitori omo o ti a ile oko mama mi o roju ri. That is why I'm loving you.
Sorry, I'm a auntie, I need a car. My mommy, or a jury.
beautiful. Oh, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, yeah, la, la. Kira fuma mami Orisha bikya o Kosira e Eva mi kira fuma mami Orisha bikya o Kosira e Oya la 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 That's why you're beautiful
Music of Nigeria's Asha with So Beautiful on African Perspectives coming to you from WUGA. As the song notes, all women, especially the mothers, are beautiful. So if you have a mother, take care of your mother. As we noted, we are turning our attention today to women in contemporary African politics. Our focus today was inspired by the story of Ethiopia's first female president, Saleh Wok Zewde. Her election in 2018 raised hope among women's rights groups for more gender equality in Ethiopia and in Africa. We are excited to highlight African women taking great strides in contemporary African politics, especially in elected offices. We'll be sharing from the April 2019 cover story of the Africa Renewal titled African Women in Politics, Miles to Go Before Parity is Achieved, which was written by Sipporah Musau. The article identifies obstacles in women's way and highlights the benefits countries are deriving from empowering women on the continent, noting that women's empowerment advocates in Africa are making their voices heard with the full backing of international organizations such as the United Nations and the African Union. In the fight for gender equality, women around the world have advanced in small and large ways. Yet, for women in Africa, progress is measured in micro steps and the struggle has a long way to go. The good news is that women's representation in political decision-making has been on the rise globally. However, the not-so-good news is that the increase has been stubbornly slow, barely 1% in 2018 compared with the previous year. In 2018, the number of women ministers worldwide reached an all-time high at 20.7%, that is, 812 positions out of available 3,922. In sub-Saharan Africa, the number of women seated in parliament grew in 2018 with a regional average share of about 23.7%, according to the 2019 edition of the Biennial Interparliamentary Union Map, the IPU map of women in politics. The IPU, made up of more than 170 national parliaments from around the world, tracks the number of women elected to parliament globally and produces an analysis that helps to monitor progress, setbacks, and trends. Let us take a quick music break, and when we return, we will take a closer look at the content of the Biennial Interparliamentary Union Map of Women in Politics as it pertains to the African continent. Here again is Nigeria's Asha with No One Knows Tomorrow, acknowledging the achievements of women in elected positions across Africa. Enjoy.
Saturday. I was talking to the weatherman about today. Oh, oh, oh. I know all he could say was no one knows tomorrow. See, I can read the weather, child. I can tell my beady river before the sun will shine. Oh, oh, oh. Well, that's as far as my guess goes. Cause no one knows tomorrow. War. All the kidding just to settle someone else's score. Oh oh, but the victory isn't even sure. Oh oh, no one knows tomorrow. So we can study history and philosophy and play just ideology. Oh oh oh, but tomorrow's a mystery. To the earth, the trees, the grasses, as tomorrow slowly passes.
Welcome back to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. As we round up our month-long commemoration of the Women's History Month, we turn our attention today to women in politics in Africa, with special attention to women in elected offices. Before the music break, we had just got into the discussion about the Biennial Interparliamentary Union map and its report. The 2019 report was launched during the Commission of the Status of Women, CSW, at the UN headquarters in New York in March 2019. We begin in Djibouti, the nation which in 2000 had zero women in parliament, saw the most dramatic gains globally among lower and single chambers. The share of women in parliament rose in 2018 from 10.8% to 26.2%, a 15.4-point increase, and a total of 15 women. Ethiopia saw the largest increase in women's political representation in the executive branch, from 10% women ministers in 2017 to 47.6% in 2019. On ministerial positions, the report highlights another striking gain. More women in Africa are now in charge of portfolios traditionally held by men than they were in 2017. There are 30% more women ministers of defense, 52.9% more women ministers of finance, and 13.6% more women ministers of foreign affairs. The usual practice is to appoint women to what is considered soft issue portfolios, such as social affairs, children and family affairs. Amongst the top African countries with a high percentage of women in ministerial positions are Rwanda with 51.9%, South Africa with 48.6%, Ethiopia with 47.6%, Seychelles with 45.5%, Uganda with 36.7%, and Mali with 34.4%. The lowest percentage in Africa was unfortunately in Morocco, with only 5.6% ministerial positions going to women. It has only one female minister in a cabinet of 18. Other countries with fewer than 10% women ministers include Nigeria with 8%, Mauritius 8.7%, Sudan 9.5%. Notably, Rwanda, the world leader in the number of women in parliament, saw a slight reduction in its numbers from 64% in 2017 to 61.3% in 2018. Other African countries with high percentages of women members of parliament include Namibia, South Africa, and Senegal. More details will be forthcoming after the break.
We don't have to go to 360 degrees. Now it's time we go the 180. You don't have to climb the highest mountains, for all you're looking for is within you. Open the eyes of your mind, your ears and mouth, as I sing my song. Open the eyes of your mind, your ears and mouth, as you hear my words. Oh, ba da da ba ba da day, ba da da ba ba da day. I'll be waiting. I'll be oh, ba da da ba ba da day, ba da da ba ba da day. I'll be waiting. I'll be. We still live in yesterday. Many today to waste away, but nevertheless it's never late. Oh, see the times have changed. I thought you knew that this world will never ever wait for you. The world has gone past times of fighting. So drop your guns and your swords, and let us live all as one. We all need love and understanding. So drop your guns and your swords, and let us live all as one.
As we continue our discussions today of women in politics, particularly African women in elected positions, and as we discuss the content of the 2019 edition of the Biennial Interparliamentary Union Map of Women in Politics, it is notable that African countries achieved the 30% benchmark appear to have adopted a form of affirmative action. For example, Rwanda's constitutional provisions reserving 30% of seats for women in the bicameral legislature, while South Africa's Municipal Structures Act of 1998 requires political parties to ensure that 50% of the candidates on the party list are women. and that women must equitably be represented in ward committees. Although there is no penalty for non-compliance in South Africa, the country's ruling African National Congress voluntarily allocates 50% of parliamentary seats to women. Two main obstacles, unfortunately, prevent women from participating fully in political life. This is according to the United Nations Women. These are structural barriers, whereby discriminatory laws and institutions still limit women's ability to run for office, and capacity gaps, which occur when women are less likely than men to have the education, contacts, and resources needed to become effective leaders. As countries strive to implement Sustainable Development Goal 5 of the United Nations to achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls, governments, particularly in Africa, must also strive to embed gender parity in constitutions and legal frameworks. They must realize full compliance with the law, eliminate all forms of violence against women, and ensure that girls receive quality education. Meanwhile, as we discuss the data presented by the IPU, it is important to consider also the discussion that is ongoing on Wikigender about women in politics in Africa. Wikigender is one of the projects of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, which aims to improve the economic and social well-being of people around the world, including women, the largest and most impactful constituency. Worldwide efforts to promote women in decision-making roles gained prominence in the 1980s and in the 1990s and was further propelled after the Fourth World Conference on Women that was held in Beijing, China. This was at an event where delegates called for an international effort for countries to have women represent 30% of their national government. Since then, many countries have increased the presence of women in their government, and surprisingly, some of the largest increases have been in sub-Saharan Africa. While about 10% of national seats are being held by women in countries often cited as examples of gender equality, countries such as the USA, France, and Japan, whereas 30% of national seats have been held by women in countries not often cited, such as Mozambique or Rwanda. Especially in Rwanda, where 60% of seats in the lower house of government is held by women. It is really a challenge to consider the statistical differences in terms of political representation. Clearly, some sub-Saharan African countries boast significantly higher levels of women's representation in parliament and national assemblies than richer countries. Although some African countries have made great progress for women's representation, others are still lagging behind the world average. However, one lingering question is why the increased political representation for women in some of these African countries has not necessarily led to better democratic practices in their government. While access to political positions may have improved, other barriers continue to exist for women in politics, which may have inhibited their ability to effectively bring about change.
The rising of the sun brings on.
South Africa's Judith Sefuma with New Beginnings for Women and Representative Government in Africa. You're listening to African Perspectives on WUGA. As we highlighted before the break, political representation of women in some countries on the African continent is surprisingly better than what it applies in some Western democracies, including the United States and France. It will be instructive for us to refer to data presented by the Inter-Parliamentary Union, which was established in 1889. This is the organization that keeps data on political representation in national parliaments across the world. And we are discussing specifically from the world ranking released on January 1, 2021. In all, 230 countries are ranked from 1 to 188 by descending order of the percentage of women in the lower or single house of parliament. Of course, information is also provided for their higher or second houses of representatives, but this does not affect the ranking, largely because many of these upper houses have nominated rather than elected members. According to this ranking, the most representative nation in 2019 for women in politics is the Republic of Rwanda. Of the 80 seats in the lower house of government, 49 are occupied by elected female representatives, making a whopping 61.3% of the house. Whereas in the Senate, the upper house in Rwanda, women occupy 10 of the 26 seats, or 38.5%. These are quite impressive numbers, highlighting the elevated roles of women in making laws in Rwanda. Interestingly, the top five nations with significant female representatives in their lower houses, and of course those who were closest to the people, are the following. Number two is Cuba, with 53.4 female representatives. Number three is the United Arab Emirates, with 50% female representatives. Number four is Nicaragua, with 48.4 female representatives. And number five is New Zealand, with 48.3 female representatives. Mexico comes in close number six, with 48.2 female representatives in the lower house of government. No doubt, numbers two, three, and four are certainly surprises for us, given the political narratives in popular news media. Meanwhile, the United States ranks 67th along with Mali, having 27.3% female representatives, or in terms of number, 118 female representatives out of 433 representatives in the lower house of government. Interestingly, this is an improvement from 2017 when the U.S. ranked 100th with only 19.3% female representation. And according to the IPU's January 2021 rankings, the nations with the worst female representation in elected offices are Micronesia, Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Eritrea, Haiti, and Sudan. In fact, in Sudan, the report was actually suspended. each of these nations have less than 1% female representation in their lower legislative houses.
Just give peace a chance so the world can be a better place. If we just live together, our world will be a better place. The world can be a better place if we just live together. Our world will be a better place. Oh, in time we'll live in peace. In time we'll live in peace. Oh, in a world, a world in peace.
Happy Women's History Month to all of our listeners today on African Perspectives as we round up our month-long commemoration of the month. We're celebrating the contributions and achievements of women in the world, particularly women in Africa. Today, we focus on the improving status and representation of African women in contemporary African politics. We were able to identify the top six nations in the world for female representation in elected offices, those being Rwanda, Cuba, UAE, Nicaragua, New Zealand, and Mexico. We've also highlighted the fact that the number one nation in the world for female representation in elected parliament continues to be Rwanda, a ranking held by the East African nation over the last three or so IPU reports. Our salute goes to the government and people of Rwanda for implementing a productive proportional system that has benefited women in politics. Women represent 49% of their national parliament compared to an average of 15.1% for the rest of the world. Under their new constitution, 24 out of 80 seats are reserved for women in Rwanda's lower house of parliament. The constitutional codes that were implemented after the 1994 genocide have secured Rwanda's reputation as a world leader in women's political representation. It is remarkable that the next highly ranked African nation on the IPU ranking for female representation in elected offices is South Africa at number 12, with 45.6% female representatives, meaning no other African country is in the top 10. This is a bad development from 2017 when the continent had four nations with 42% or more female representation in the top 10. The top-ranked African nations for female representation in parliament after South Africa at number 12 is Namibia at number 15 with 44.2% female representatives. Senegal follows at number 17, down from number 7 in 2017 with 43% female representatives. Mozambique is at number 18, also down from number 11 back in 2017 with 42% female representatives. And rounding Africa's representation in the top 40 nations with significant female representation in their parliament are Ethiopia at 31, Burundi at 33, Tanzania at 34, and Cameroon at 39. Shockingly, and a note of personal disappointment, the African nation with the penultimate worst female representation in the elected House of Assembly is the giant of Africa, Nigeria. Ranking 180 in the world, one better than in 2017 actually, Nigeria only has 5.8% female representatives, better only than Eritrea and Sudan, who are both tied for the worst record in female representation in lower legislative houses on the continent. Kupedza Nguva, Spending Time, a celebration of Rwanda, South Africa, Namibia, Senegal, Mozambique, and Ethiopia as they continue to commit time, energy, and resources into creating space for women in politics. No matter the reason or steps taken to achieve these laudable landmarks in female representation in these countries, we know that these nations are better because they have become more inclusive, particularly in the discussion and making of laws in their country. The prevalence of traditional and cultural practices in most African countries have often been cited as a large barrier for women in politics. When running for political positions, many women face intimidation, harassment, and sometimes violence. Many traditional notions do not consider politics to be, quote-unquote, women's work, and elected women have been described as wanton or that their husbands are emasculated. Unfortunately, all these ideas stem from the expectation that women will marry young, have a large family, and take care of their children and husbands. For women that enter into politics, they have to juggle fulfilling both their roles at home and at work. Such extra burdens make it difficult for women to enter a demanding position in politics and then to balance their family and work lives. With the expectation to marry young also comes the additional barrier of lower levels for women. Many girls stop going to school well before their male counterparts, which later makes it difficult for them to compete against male candidates in general elections. Without access to the same level of education, women will continue to have to fight even harder for the same opportunities. We can only hope and pray that the governments of countries such as Nigeria, Benin, Congo, Comoros, Swaziland will wake up and improve the education of their female citizens and hopefully boost their representation in politics going forward. Here is another dedication from South Africa's Lungwiswa to the great people of Rwanda, South Africa, Namibia, Senegal, Mozambique, and Ethiopia as they all continue to create spaces for women in their representative politics. Enjoy. the music of South Africa's Lungiswa, the musician and artist, as we round up our celebration of Women's History Month today. A happy Women's History Month to all of our listeners. We focus today on female representation in legislative houses across the African continent, and in fact, across the world. Throughout this month, we've shared inspiring stories to salute the countless women impacting their communities, their nations, and the world. These include women such as Major Rosalind Stephen Agwai of the Nigerian Army, the Conduct and Discipline Officer with the United Nations Organization Stabilization Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, organization also known as MONUSCO. She joined the peacekeeping mission in September 2019 and is responsible for regular briefings on discipline and conduct in general for all MONUSCO staff. She's also the liaison with all military contingents, including military observers and staff officers, on conduct and discipline trainings, especially sexual exploitation and abuse. She has also served on other peacekeeping missions, including the United Nations mission in Liberia from 2015 to 2016. We salute Major Agwai, the military police officer of the Nigerian Battalion 22 contingent, as she works with others to create a peaceful environment for the local people in the Congo. Before we depart today, we would like to invite you to the Akpero Africana Brandbag Lecture organized by the African Studies Institute. The program is co-sponsored this semester by the UGA African Graduate Student Forum. The lecture series is organized in a hybrid format for this semester, including an optional in-person presentation in Room 217, Holmes Hunter Academic Building, with limited seating and simultaneous broadcast of the presentation on Zoom. The next Akpero lecture for this spring semester will be this Wednesday, March 31st. It will be presented by Chibuke David Obi, a doctoral candidate in biochemistry and molecular biology here at the University of Georgia. He will be talking about the topic metabolic diseases in Africa. The event is free and open to the public. We hope to see you there. And as we complete our final show in the month of March, the Women's History Month, let us close today's show by wishing each one of us God's protection during these continuing difficult times as we battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us not forget, not everything is cancelled. The sun is not cancelled. The season is not cancelled. Relationships are not cancelled. Love is not cancelled. Kindness is not cancelled. And more importantly, hope is not cancelled. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of our health officials. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe. May God's love, mercy, and blessings be showered on all of us throughout this year. Here again is South Africa's Lungiswa with the Joy Chishohumi to round up today's show as we finish Women's History Month. Enjoy.
Joy, 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 joy samba, 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 samba.
Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in. For the outstanding female musicians found across the African continent, for the rising number of African women in contemporary politics on the continent, particularly for all the women who have been elected into legislative houses in Rwanda, South Africa, Namibia, Senegal, Mozambique, and Ethiopia, for our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save our world, and for you, our longtime listeners, who have been joining us weekly to celebrate Africa on WUGA for the last 24 years. We thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akine Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We thank you for being with us today for our final show in the Women's History Month. We hope you've enjoyed our month-long commemoration of women, particularly women in politics today. If so, join us next week on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kamben, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Oriti, Dinawalu, and so long.